Three, two, one. Happy New Year, Explorers! Welcome to a brand new year of adventure here on Faithfully Explore. I'm your host, Laura. Before we jump in, let's pause for just a second. Take a slow breath in and out. Every year gives us a quiet moment like this. A chance to look back at what we learned and imagine who we want to become next. Some people call these hopes resolutions. Others call them intentions, focus words, or promises to themselves. Today on Faithfully Explore, we're unpacking all of them together. A New Year's resolution is like a special promise you make to yourself at the start of the year. It's something you want to do better or try harder at. Think of it as setting a goal for yourself or making a plan to grow in the next year. We make resolutions because a new year feels like a fresh start. Kind of like opening a brand new book with blank pages, just waiting for your next story to be written. A resolution could be big or small, from learning to play a new instrument to simply being kinder to your siblings. It's your promise to yourself. Sometimes instead of a resolution, people choose a focus word or intention for the year. This is like picking one special word or phrase that you want to remember every day. For example, someone might choose the word brave to remind themselves to try new things, or kind to remind them to help others. Some folks even call it a one-word mantra or a power word for the year. Even famous people do this. A well-known TV host, Oprah Winfrey, said her word for 2026 is transformation, which means big positive change. My word for 2026 is breathe. Reminding myself to take a moment to take a breath and relax. Picking a focus word can be a simple way to guide us, almost like a friendly compass pointing us in a good direction all year long. Whether it's a resolution or a one-word intention, both are ways to start the year with purpose. Now, have you thought of any resolutions or words for yourself yet? If you have, keep it in mind and we'll use it a bit later. Did you know New Year's resolutions have been around for thousands of years? That's right. This idea is older than your great-great-great-grandparents. Let's travel back in time in our imagination to see where it all began. First stop, ancient Babylon. About 4,000 years ago, the Babylonians lived where modern-day Iraq is. They celebrated New Year's not in January, but in March when spring brought new crops. During a 12-day festival called a Kiddu, they'd crown a new king or cheer for their current king. And here's the important part. They made promises to their gods. These promises were things like, I will pay back all my debts, or I will return the shovel I borrowed. If they kept their resolutions, they believed the gods would reward them with a good year. If not, the gods might be unhappy. That sounds a bit like how we hope for good things when we keep our promises. The ancient Babylonians may have made the very first New Year's resolutions ever. Next, let's fast forward to 46 BC in ancient Rome and meet Julius Caesar, the Roman emperor who decided the calendar should start on January 1st. The month January is actually named after Janus, a Roman god with two faces. One face looked back into the past, and the other looked forward into the future. Janus was the god of beginnings, so Romans honored him at the New Year. On New Year's Day, ancient Romans would offer sacrifices to Janus and make promises of good behavior for the year ahead. They might promise to be brave in battle or to be kind to their neighbors. So you can just imagine a Roman kid in a toga saying, "I promise to keep my room, or rather my corner of the villa, clean." Moving through time, many other people kept the resolution habit alive. In the Middle Ages, for instance, knights, yes, shining armor and all, had a tradition at year's end. They would place their hands on a peacock and take the peacock vow. This vow was a resolution to stay true to the chivalrous code. In other words, to remain brave, courteous, and honest. Can you imagine Sir Lancelot declaring, "I vow to be a noble knight," with a big bird by his side? It might sound a bit funny today, but that was their way of renewing their promises each year. New Year's isn't just a thing in one country. Almost everyone everywhere marks the New Year in some way, though not always on January 1st. We'll stick to January 1st traditions for now and save Lunar New Year's and others for another adventure. Right here in the United States, making New Year's resolutions is a very common tradition. Lots of people sit down around New Year's Eve or New Year's Day and write a list of goals. Some of the most popular resolutions for Americans are things like eat healthier, exercise more, save money, or learn a new skill. But keeping a resolution all year long can be tricky. One survey found that 1 out of 10 people actually achieved their New Year's goals. Not because people are lazy, but because changing habits is hard. So if you make a resolution, don't feel bad if you mess up sometimes. The important thing is to keep trying, little by little. Now let's soar down to South America. Welcome to Brazil. In Brazil, many people spend New Year's Eve at the beach. Lucky them, it's summer there in January. As the clock strikes midnight, Brazilian tradition says to jump over 7 ocean waves, making a wish or resolution with each jump. They often wear white clothing while doing this, as white represents purity and a fresh start. This seaside celebration is also a tribute to Ye Manha, the Afro-Brazilian goddess of the sea. People hope she'll bring them good luck for keeping those promises. Can you imagine leaping over wave after wave, shouting out wishes like, "I will make a new friend," or "I will do well in school"? It's so playful and full of hope. Ciao! That's hello in Italian. In Italy, New Year's resolutions are called buoni propositi, which means good intentions. Italians make resolutions similar to Americans, maybe quitting bad habits or starting good ones. But they also have some fun New Year's traditions. One interesting custom is that some Italians wear red underwear on New Year's Eve for good luck. They also eat certain foods for luck. Lentils, because they look like coins, or pork, to fatten up your look. And sometimes black-eyed peas for fortune. So in Italy, they start the year with full tummies and hopeful hearts. Let's head over to Colombia in South America, where they do a tradition that actually started in Spain. In Colombia, people don't exactly say resolutions. Instead, they talk about their deseos, meaning wishes for the new year. As midnight strikes, it's a tradition to quickly eat 12 grapes, one with each clock bell chime at 12 o'clock. With each grape, you make a wish for the new year. 12 grapes, 12 wishes. It could be wishes like good health, fun adventures, or grandma gets better. It's a funny sight, everyone trying to gobble grapes super fast, giggling while making wishes. In Colombia, some also write their wishes or goals on a piece of paper and carry it all year, and then burn it on December 31st to send off those wishes and start a new list for the new year. And if you ever visit Colombia on New Year's, don't be surprised by a few other traditions. If someone wants more travel in their life, they might carry an empty suitcase around the block at midnight, pretending they're on a trip. Or, if they want prosperity, they'll have their pockets stuffed with lentils as the new year begins. every culture finds unique ways to hope for a great year. Those are just a few stops on our world tour of New Year's celebrations. There are many more. For example, people in Greece bake a coin into a cake for luck. And in Japan, bells ring 108 times at midnight for a fresh start. But we'll save those for another time. Isn't it amazing how different and yet how similar these traditions are? Everywhere, people want to welcome the new year with hope, joy, and good intentions. Now that we've learned what resolutions are and how people around the world celebrate, let's think about you. A new year, hello 2026, is a perfect time to grow our hearts and minds. Here are a few awesome ideas for some resolutions you might make. Learn about other beliefs and cultures. For example, you could promise to explore one new religion or culture each month. Read a kid's book about it or visit a cultural festival or a different place of worship with your family. This way you become more understanding and respectful of people who believe different things than you. Make a new friend, especially someone different from you. Maybe there's a classmate or a neighbor you don't know. You could decide, I will try to befriend someone new or include someone who's alone. New friends can open your eyes to new ideas and make life more fun. Explore your own family's traditions and faith. Learn more about your heritage or spiritual practice. Maybe ask your grandparents to tell stories about how they grew up or how they celebrated holidays. Or learn how to cook a traditional food with your parents. Understanding your own family's faith and culture can be an adventure too. You might discover something beautiful you didn't know before. Do any of these ideas make you feel excited? A great tip is to just pick one resolution so you don't get overwhelmed. You can even write down your resolution or even a focus word and decorate it. Then stick it on your wall or fridge. Seeing it every day will remind you of your promise. And remember, a resolution isn't about being perfect. It's about trying your best. If you miss a day or forget, it's okay. You just start again the next day. Each day is a new day to learn or do something good, right? Let's take one moment to seal in our resolutions. I want you to close your eyes for a second. Think about one intention or focus word you really want to carry out this year. Picture yourself doing that thing or living that word. Maybe you see yourself befriending that new kid in class, or practicing that piano, or helping to cook a family recipe, or simply saying kind words more often. Imagine it as if it's already real. Yes, that's you making it happen. Feels good, doesn't it? Now on the count of three, we're all going to say our intention out loud together. A short promise starting with, I will. Ready? One, two, three. I will take time to breathe. Fantastic. Saying it out loud is like making it official. You've made a promise to yourself, and I believe you can keep it. Remember, every day is a new chance to do what you set out to do. And if you stumble, just dust yourself off and keep going. Even grown-ups struggle with their resolutions, and that's okay. What matters is that we keep trying and keep growing. What's inside our belief backpack this week? All right, explorers, it's just about time to zip up our belief backpacks. Today, we're packing the idea that a new year is a fresh start for everyone, and our promises to ourselves can help us become kinder, braver, and wiser. What a powerful idea to carry with us. Thank you for joining me on this New Year's adventure. I hope you can carry your focus word or resolution in your heart, and I hope you remember that you are capable of amazing things. One small promise, one small step at a time. Until our next journey together, keep being curious, keep being kind, and keep exploring the beautiful world of beliefs around you. Happy New Year, explorers! Let's make 2026 the best year yet.